CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Three Chinese citizens have been killed and another two are missing in the Afghan capital Kabul. The Chinese embassy says the Chinese nationals were murdered in an apartment building in the city. It is believed the attack focused specifically on Chinese citizens. The Chinese embassy in Kabul is calling on the Afghan government to ensure the safety and security of all Chinese citizens and institutions in Afghanistan. Chinese and Russian troops conducted their first joint exercises using live ammunition during anti-terrorism drill Peace Mission 2013 on Friday. The joint maneuvers were carried out at the Chabakul Combined Training Range in Russia's Ural Mountains. The troops also practiced joint reconnaissance, joint block and control of accident areas, joint strike and joint support for campaign equipment. Peace Mission 2013, running from July 27th to August 15th, has three phases: troop deployment, battle planning, and simulated combat. A suicide attack attempt on a mosque was foiled on Friday when a suicide bomber was shot dead in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. Officials say the suicide bomber successfully entered a mosque in Barakahu area of Islamabad, but failed to explode his jacket before being gunned down by a security guard. Earlier in the day, at least 10 people were killed and 26 others injured when some militants opened fire at worshippers coming out of a mosque after offering Eid prayer in Pakistan's southwestern provincial capital of Quetta. Paris' iconic Eiffel Tower was reopened to the public 2 hours after authorities evacuated the icon tower over a false bomb alert on Friday afternoon. The 324-meter-high monument is a frequent subject to bomb scares, although these threats are usually quickly found to be hoaxes. The latest bomb scare came as a number of Western countries issued terror alerts and temporarily closed some of their overseas embassies. Japan and the United States have wrapped up their three-day trade talks on the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership free trade negotiations, recognizing that challenges still lie ahead. The talks, which cover autos, insurance, and non-tariff barriers in 9 areas, were held in parallel with the dialogue Japan participated in last month. The dialogue was under a request by the United States, which seeks to further open up Japan's market through the establishment of a unified auto safety standards and other measures. Japan and Russia have set new plans to hold a working-level talks in Moscow on August 19th in connection with their territorial disputes. The meeting will be attended by vice foreign ministers from the two countries. The two sides are also expected to discuss bilateral ties and international affairs, including a possible peace treaty between the two countries. This is CRI News. One person has been killed in flooding in northwest China's province of Gansu. The province has been hit by heavy rain since Tuesday. The heavy rains are impacting an area home to around 300,000 in 7 different cities. Rain-triggered flooding has also damaged around 2,300 houses. Over 34,000 people have been evacuated as a result of the flooding. The central government here in China is allocating 460 million yuan to help ease drought and prevent flooding. 200 million yuan of it has been given to the provinces of Hunan, Guizhou, and Hubei, where a record heat wave has led to water shortages, power supply problems, and issues with agriculture. The rest of the central government allocation has been given to flood-stricken Sichuan, Jilin, and Shanxi. The central government has earmarked a total of 3 billion yuan this year for drought and flood relief. Education authorities are promising to punish teachers who sexually abuse their students. The Ministry of Education says it will investigate and punish teachers whose acts are unprofessional or that constitute crimes. The move comes following multiple reports of teachers molesting or raping students. Global Broadcasting Media Group, the company controlled by China Radio International, has officially signed an agreement with China.com to buy its website, China.com. The agreement will see GMG acquire the website, its domain name, as well as related shareholding rights. China.com, one of the leading web portals in China, has some 20 channels offering news in both Chinese and English. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.